Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, February 13th, 2019. Welcome to day 755. Trump intends to sign the bipartisan border security deal and avoid another partial government shutdown. Trump said he was not happy with the deal and suggested that he'd find other methods for financing his border wall without congressional approval by moving things around in the budget from far less important areas. The agreement includes $1.375 billion for 55 miles of physical border barriers, short of the $5.7 billion that Trump wanted for his wall, and is less than the $1.6 billion included in a Senate package last year. Republicans and administration officials, meanwhile, have signaled that Trump will sign the measure and then immediately use his executive authority to redirect federal money to fund additional border barriers. The agreement must be signed into law in both chambers of Congress and signed by Trump before the end of the week in order to avoid another shutdown. Meanwhile, Paul Manafort and Rick Gates met with a Russian political operative in August 2016. Prosecutors believe that Manafort and Konstantin Kilimnik may have exchanged key information relevant to Russia and Trump's presidential bid, including a proposed resolution to the conflict over Ukraine, and Manafort sharing internal polling data from Trump's presidential campaign with the Russian associate. House Democrats, meanwhile, plan to launch their own probe into Trump's connections to Russia. Using their new subpoena power, Democrats plan to focus on potential money laundering by using multiple committees they control in order to host hearings and public sessions that could stretch into 2020. Democratic members of Congress plan to interview new witnesses and go back to previous witnesses who they believe stonewalled committees under the Republican majority. The House Intelligence Committee will lead the effort, with the House Financial Services Committee focusing on money laundering and the House Foreign Affairs Committee looking into possible Russian connections. And in the polls, Politico and Morning Consult say 33% of voters support shutting down the government again over Trump's demand for a border wall, while 60% oppose another shutdown. 52% would blame Trump and the Republicans for another shutdown, while 37% say they would blame Democrats. Voters remain split when it comes to building a border wall along the southern border, with 47% in favor and 47% opposed. And now to the notables. 1. The national debt topped $22 trillion for the first time in U.S. history. 2. A record 7 million Americans are 90 days or more behind on their car payments, more than 1 million higher than the peak in 2010 following the worst downturn since the Great Depression. 3. The Senate passed a public lands conservation bill that designates more than 1 million acres of wilderness and hundreds of miles of wild rivers for environmental protection and reauthorizes a federal program to pay for conservation measures. 4. Trump called for the Tennessee Valley Authority to keep an aging coal plant open that buys coal from a company chaired by a leading donor to Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. 5. Trump installed a $50,000 room-sized golf simulator at the White House, allowing him to play virtual rounds by hitting a ball into a large video screen. And finally, Trump complained that getting a dog would make him feel a little phony. The Trumps are the only modern first family to not have a pet of any kind. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.